Welcome to Mass Effect Advanced Nightbane Chronicles. This is an audio read of a fanfic based off of the Mass Effect game and the amazing Mass Effect tabletop RPG podcast known as Advanced. Characters, places, and the stories are built in the world of Mass Effect and the tabletop RPG Advanced Progress. Spoilers will be revealed for both the Mass Effect games as well as a podcast currently airing once a month. Be sure to follow the Advanced crew as they journey through the Milky Way galaxy and beyond on your favorite podcast platform. Like and rate this audio read, as well as the Advanced tabletop RPG this fanfic is based off of. This audio read is a product of JATF Productions. Warning, please be advised that this audiobook has music and sound effects throughout each episode. Thank you and enjoy.
This is Grix, recalling the time that I convinced Atorian there is more than just the past. Hopefully, he took this into consideration and would join us. As I waited for the Turian to show up, I kept my eyes on the Salarian. I took my eyes off of him for a moment, and only to be drawn back as he started a commotion. The bartender was not in the mood. His rambling annoyed her to the point that she started to wave over the bouncers. I sighed and quickly intervened. Once I paid for his drinks, the bartender seemed to calm down. I left the Salarian alone for now, as he seemed to be too drunk to do anything else. I got a ping on my Omni tool and quickly checked it. I looked towards the table where the Turian said he'd be sitting. He had no idea what I looked like, so he simply stared off into the void. I made my way over with a drink in hand, and hoping this would make him loose for a conversation with a stranger. "Here, you look thirsty." I started off as I slid the Turian brandy next to him and sat down. I didn't know what the hell he would drink, but I figured it was the safe bet. Turned out, I was right. He didn't think twice before he chugged it until he realized this drink should be something he should be sipping.
"Thanks. What do you want?"
"Ah, straight to business. Well, I need you to get over whatever is tormenting you so you can pilot again. Me and my team, we work for..."
"Do you even know who I am? Do you even know what the hell I've been through?"
"Actually, yes. Your sob story about a family man who had his ass handed to him by a bunch of humans. Well, at least your family did anyways. Except your wife, that is."
"You have a horrible way of warming up to someone while asking for a favor."
"I'm not warming up to anyone, and I'm not asking for a favor. This is a job offer. Take it or leave it."
"I know about your organization. The Jonas Collectives. How cowardly of humans to devise a plan to run away at the first sign of trouble. I'm surprised you're willing to run away from a fight. Not very Krogan of you, is it?"
"Now listen here, Shaw Boy. It's the Jonas Collective, you drunk. And we Krogans might be known for running in headfirst into battle. But we only do that when we know we'll be surviving. Our sacrifices will ensure the overall objective. We're not dumb, Turian. We know when our foe is stronger than us. These Reapers that are coming, they aren't something anyone survives."
"The Reapers? I thought this threat was just plain old Geth."
"Well, they aren't. Either way, I guess you'll meet them soon enough. I would rather live in a new galaxy than be slaughtered by creepy machines."
Wait. Did you say a new galaxy? I was under the impression that the Jonas Collective was simply going to hide someone or evade the Reapers. I never thought."
"So stop wondering and come find out what you're missing. There's plenty of room, so I'm told. Obviously, they want to give you a second chance at living a proper life. Why waste your energy doing nothing when you can awaken that spirit you had in you when you were in the military? He paused for a moment as my words must have stirred something within him. I could have sworn my small speech was making him sober.
You're right. I've been wasting my spirit and not channeling properly. Thank you, Grix. I'll come with you to your ship.
With that said, we both walked out of the club and headed to the ship. Mission accomplished, I guess. It was the easiest task I've ever done. After we entered the ship, I showed the Turian his sleeping quarters and headed to the cockpit. To my surprise, Viper was waiting for me. She was sitting in the pilot's seat facing the door. I blinked a few times and waited to see if she would get up. It was hard to read her sometimes with that damn helmet she was wearing all the time.
Tell me something, Grix. How did you obtain the Turian's information so easily?
Well, that's an easy one. I have connections with many pilot gear.
Yes, of course. An outside source gave you this information. Correct?
Yeah. Why did you ask if you already knew the answer?
Because the simple thing that should have been done was check the Genus Collective database for this information. If they had it already, why dig for it?
Well, you see...
They don't!
I paused for a second as her words confused me. I thought for a moment, then continued what I was going to say before she interrupted me. I never thought to check the Genus Collective database, to be honest. I never had a need to do it before. So I thought we'd do things the normal way.
Either way, the Genus Collective doesn't have our drunk Turian on file. This means they didn't need him to begin with.
I'm not following you here. If you have something to say, Viper, just be direct.
The raid that delayed our arrival to the station wasn't by accident. They were paid to kill us and return the ship back to the Genus Collective. Now, why would pirates be paid to raid a ship and return it back to its owner? How would they even know who the ship belongs to?
Viper, what you're saying is that the Genus Collective put a hit on us. This is a pretty bold statement, so be careful.
Indeed, it is a truthful, bold statement. I put the puzzle together once I came here and changed back into my Viper suit. When Lupius called me, he said he had a run-in with the Vorcha before he finished his mission. I checked the station's log, and only two Vorchas were registered to dock near this location. They were flagged as Blood Pact members by security. The station was on alert and very aware of them and kept a watchful eye. I dug a little deeper and found out they were here to obtain something from a ragtag group that works for the Genus Collective.
She paused to let this information sink in. After going over it in my mind several times, I growled as my fist tightened. Commander Niggins and his crew were here.
Correct! They work for the Genus Collective, so why send us and them to accomplish these tasks if one team can handle it alone? I believe the Genus Collective didn't want us to arrive here. We weren't supposed to make it. This means...
The Genus Collective just made a new enemy. I finished for her. She nodded her head in agreement as she got up and walked towards me.
Do me a favor, Grix. Ignore everything you're about to hear.
She told me and moved past me into the corridor. I waited for a moment as I kept my eyes fixed on the console in front of me. I heard her grab her weapon and load it. And then, a few moments later... Oh yeah, she is pretty pissed off now.
Grix! Meet me in the hangar bay! Lupius is on his way!
She shouted as she headed down the corridor. I couldn't help but smirk as I turned around and headed towards her. I guess we're back to being our old normal bad ourselves. Nightbane, the bane of existence. No one messes with us and gets away with it. Hidden Scene, Pirate Raid. This happened before we reached the Shikario Station. We were attacked by pirates. And somehow, I met up with an old friend. For once, I was away from the pilot seat, and preparing my gear for this mission on the Shikario Station. I know I was only there to convince Eturian to join our cause. However, you never know what might go down. I overheard Viper and Lubias talking in the corridor. It sounded like our plan was going to change a bit. It was a good thing I was coming prepared. As I finished packing up, my Omni-Tool started to alert me that something was approaching our ship. I checked the alert and immediately rushed out to go to the cockpit. I nearly ran over Viper and Lupius as I hurried to the front of the ship. I checked the alert on the console and growled with anger. We got an incoming ship! They're not friendly either! They're pirates! I shouted over my shoulder. Viper looked over the alert as I narrowed the search field to figure out which way they were coming. They're 10 minutes out, slowing down as they approach. They don't seem to have locked their weapons on us, which is odd because they're stacked with firepower.
They don't want a dogfight. They want to board our ship. They're raiders. High-paying raiders.
Lupius informed us. I'm pretty sure Viper already knew this. He was simply speaking just to tell me. Well, that works in our favor, since this ship the Genus Collective gave us really doesn't have guns like they do. We'd be the sinking ship if we tried fighting them.
Let them board the ship! That isn't a large raiding vessel! It houses a small crew, which means we'll be able to take them on without a problem. Grex, stay here! If any of them get past us, kill them! Lupius, you're with me! Prepare for battle!
Viper instructed. She then turned around and started walking away. Lupius nods his head and snaps something off his Omni-Tool. He handed it to me and smirked.
It's a cloaking device. Activate it if any of them slip by us, then take them out with ease from the shadows. I know that isn't how you Krogans fight, but it may be our best bet for gathering information. In other words, we need some of them alive.
He told me as I snapped the device into my Omni-Tool. Don't make a bloody mess. Got it. I replied as he headed out and closed the cockpit door behind him. I checked the cameras of the ship and switched to the outer cameras. I soon spotted the ship approaching. I was on edge as I kept thinking about what Viper said. This was a small raiding party. Not only were their numbers low, but they didn't even try to fire on us at first sight. The last strange part about all of this was the location. I dropped this out of FTL in a very remote location. Not everyone knows about this fueling station out here. The fact that they were waiting for us here must mean they already knew we were going to this station. I was getting in my head and needed to focus. Besides, we're all mercenaries here. This is the price we pay for pissing off people. Alright, here they come. We're going into radio silence until we're all clear. I informed them as I watched the ship slowly line up with ours. Their cargo bay doors open, which revealed several Praetorians lined up and ready to board our ship. I could tell they were Praetorians by their helmets.
Grex, make it nighttime here. Also, open that door for them.
Before I could answer him back, the alert beeped on the console that told me the cargo bay doors were opening. Their mass effect field was still in place, which allowed the oxygen to stay within the hangar. They opened the door by themselves? How the hell did they open the doors by themselves? I nearly shouted as I quickly inputted a few commands into the console. Suddenly, the lights went off. I got another alert on the console indicating they were trying to turn them back on. Huh. Nope. Not going to work. You don't have full control of the ship. I told myself as I watched the cameras. Of course, I didn't think to shield the cameras from any hacking attempt, as they all went down. Now I was blinded to the action that was about to take place. Well, all I can do is wait here, I guess. I whispered and took out my shotgun. I faced the door inside as I waited. It took a while before I could hear any action at all. Muffled gunfire could be heard down the corridor. There was some chatter coming from the pirates moving toward the ship. And a lot of dying, it would seem, too, as their cries could be heard when they were eliminated.
Stay there. You didn't go far. Keep your eye on the wall. No.
again. We'll catch him. The man was boiled.
As much as this delighted me, I remained focused on the door. The door suddenly beeped as if someone was trying to open it. I tensed as if ready for a fight. It beeped again, and it denied the person access. A few more times with the same results, and then silence. Suddenly the door chimed and opened as I lifted my gun and aimed. Before I can pull the trigger, I froze as the Batarian had his hands up and stared me in the eyes.
Hello, Venom. Or is it just Grex now? I know for a fact you're not the one walking around in that suit nowadays.
I couldn't believe my eyes and ears. This Batarian was an old squadmate of mine before my time as a member of Nightbane. This isn't your kind of score, Dagger. Your value is higher than simple raid missions. I replied as he slowly walked into the cockpit. He tried closing the door, but I already had locked it in its open position.
It is, which is why this isn't just a raid mission.
You know, smart talk. What the hell do you want?
It's complicated. The hell it is.
Wasn't complicated enough for you to board this ship. It seems like you already knew who would be on it. So spill it. What do you want?
Look, I'm going to be quick about this. I took this bounty because...
What? What did you just say? Did you just say bounty? Who the hell wants us killed?
Look, I'll get to that in a second. Right now, I'm looking for your help. Well, we're looking for your help. If I don't survive this, you can still help out my brother.
Your brother? He's dead. There isn't anyone to help out.
That is what I thought. Apparently he isn't. You tried taking a job and climbing all the way to the top just to realize the guy you're supposed to kill is not only your brother, but your dead brother,
Dagger. That's impossible. I was there when you-
I know, Grex, I got him killed. I was there too. He died right in front of my eyes because I wasn't paying attention. Apparently, he doesn't remember most of it. This is why we need your help. Instead of killing him-
You lied, Dagger. You collected a bounty but kept your brother alive.
This is why I took this job. I saw it and snatched it so I can get your help. You've been a ghost for a while now. Once I saw who the targets were-
Whoa, let's stop for a second here. This hit is on all of us?
One bounty for the entire Citadel gang called Nightbane. They have this ship flagged as stolen too. Returning the ship to the owner was an additional reward.
I thought about this for a moment, but I didn't think too long as I knew I was running out of time. Viper and Lupius were running out of pirates to kill. Fine. I'll help your brother. Send everything to my Omni-Tool. I told him. To which he immediately started typing away on his Omni-Tool. After a few moments, he sighs with relief and nods his head at me.
It's done. Thank you. Thank you so much, Grex.
His body dropped to the floor as my shotgun barrel smoked lightly from the shot I fired. He wasn't even wearing shields. Not that it would have saved him, just lengthened how many times would have fired upon him. I crouched down next to him as he struggled to stay alive. Look, I'll help your brother in any way I can. I have a feeling we're going to disband this group until this heat settles down. During this time, I can see what I can do about your brother. I promise, I'll figure this out. Sorry about ending your life. My team wasn't going to let you live regardless.
I know the reputation of Nightbane. I know this was a one-way trip for me. I didn't bother bringing a bunch of men with me because my true mission was finding you.
And found me you did. Sleep with the spirits, and may they guide you from here on out. His eyes closed as his tense body became very relaxed. I sighed with the noise as I got up and stared down the corridor. My heart skipped a beat for a second as Lupius was standing over a dead Batarian, staring at me with those soulless eyes of his. We didn't say anything to each other for a moment. Then he broke the silence.
All clear. Bring the lights back up. Also, we're meeting a friend of mine that will take care of these bodies for us. Sorry about your friend.
Lupius, I think we need to
talk. If there was a conversation shared between you and the dead guy on the floor, then keep it to yourself. The less people know about you and your affairs, the better. Who knows? We might be disbanding the group soon, due to the fact that there is a bounty on all of us now. Do what you need to do, Grex. Ask for help if you need it. We're always here to help each other out, so you're never alone.
With that said, he simply walks down the corridor dragging the dead body behind him. I smirked as I thought about his comment. My face tensed up again as I looked at Dagger's dead body on the floor. Whoever placed this bounty on us just crossed the line. We'll find out who did it, and when we do, they'll be begging for mercy.
Nightbane Chronicles Character Trivia Time. Grex is a wise old Krogan. He took in the beliefs of the Turians and can relate to most of them, as they are smart when it comes to battle planning. A lot of times, he doesn't fit in with Krogans because they go head on first, but he likes to analyze the battle before he strikes. Once again, thank you to our good friend Steven for voicing the Turian in this episode. We appreciate all your time and effort.
Thank you for listening to the Mass Effect Advantum Nightbane Chronicles. Be sure to find and listen to the Mass Effect Advantum Tabletop RPG. Also, join the Mass Effect Advantum Discord for more updates on this audio read, as well as the Tabletop RPG Advantum. Thanks for listening in.